The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
Welcome back, everyone, to our Boating with Wolf Marine and Tetzloff Yacht Sales. This is, I think, our first show that we've recorded in a couple, 2-3 weeks here. We've been super busy. But anyway, my name is John Tetzloff with Tetzloff Yacht Sales, TetzloffYachtSales.com. Contact number 651-214-9463. Tetzloff Yacht Sales sells and lists houseboats, yachts, cruisers. Basically, if it floats, we're going to sell it. And on my starboard side...
Here I am. I am Eric Wolf. I am the co-owner and operator of Wolf Marine. Wolf Marine is a family-owned marina. We are located on the St. Croix River. We're 1 mile north of downtown Stillwater. River marker at 24.5. So those of you coming up river by boat, we are at river marker 24.5. We have slips ranging in size from 16 to 50-foot slips. So we are pretty much able to accommodate most everybody. Again, we are located 1 mile north of downtown Stillwater, intersection of Highway 95 and 96 for those of you that want to show up with your trailer boats and put them in the water for the weekend or longer, hopefully. You can reach us at area code 651-439-2341. Check us out on the web, wolfmarine.net.
And, you know, we've got a great guest today. Again, I think a couple days or a couple shows ago, we had a non-boating guest in here, but it was for the Yellow Ribbon and helping our veterans out. But you know what? This person, her name is Calissa Hall. She's the artistic director for the New Zephyr Theater downtown Stillwater here. And I just think that her close proximity to the river makes her a boater. So welcome aboard, Calissa.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
We really appreciate you coming in. Like I said, I think it's going to really bring up, you know, downtown Stillwater, especially the North End where we are. Not that, you know, it's not New York where it's going to take a cab ride to get from one end to the other. But the North End definitely needs some more business down there. And I think bringing a theater in is a fantastic move.
Absolutely.
And I love the building that you're in. It's the old Zephyr train depot slash steakhouse, I guess. Calissa, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and kind of give us a background.
Sure. Well, I actually got started in theater back in junior high over at the Phipps in Hudson. And my first show was Robin Hood. I was a member of the Merry Band.
Cool.
But anyway, from there, kind of got into lighting design and stage management and really found a passion for that. I actually thought I would be a professional stage manager and then kind of got into the more creative side of things. And that's when I thought, well, directing seems to be a passion and something I'm really excited about. So I ended up going to University of Wisconsin River Falls for music and theater, and then my sophomore year of college started a production company called Only a Dim Image Productions. So we rehearsed in Woodbury and performed at the Southern Theater and the Music Box Theater in Minneapolis, and then became a nonprofit April 2016 and started the Zephyr Theater.
Wow, and what brought you to the Zephyr? Was it just the availability or...
So I grew up in Afton my whole life, and so I've always been part of the Valley, and we loved the Music Box Theater in Minneapolis. It was gorgeous. It was historic. But when that actually became up for sale, we started looking at buildings because we had been so successful in Minneapolis, and we wanted to grow. But there are now over 130 small theater companies between Minneapolis and St. Paul. So it was time to bring a professional theater to the east side. So there's Chanhassen and Old Log on the west side. So we really wanted to create a professional theater on the east side and really have more of a community involvement. And so that's when I was actually working on the sixth grade play up in Marina on the St. Croix at the town hall. And kept driving by that Zephyr train building with that for sale sign. And I thought, oh, my gosh, right next to the river, North End, first thing you see when you come into town from the North End. What a dream location for a theater, especially because the Valley itself, but specifically Stillwater, is such an arts community in general. To have a gathering place for art and artists in Stillwater seemed like a perfect fit. So that's when we did a tour of the building, and man, when you walk in there, there's already a creative energy. There's a lot of character in that building. So yeah,
the few times I've been in the building, I was pretty impressed about it. But something else, being that it's a business in Stillwater, you have parking there.
We do.
Isn't that something?
That's parking.
Yeah, there's going to be ample parking there. And to me, that's you can't get any better than that.
So true. And number one question asked, will you have parking?
That's right. Yes, I mean, and you guys have rented out your spaces, I think, for events downtown Stillwater.
Yes, we have. We're leasing the building currently until we have the money to purchase it. So we have been having events and concerts and gatherings since November, really. November 11th was our public launch.
And how does that work if someone was interested in doing something like that?
So our website, you can contact us anytime, stillwaterzephyrtheater.org. But we're really trying to be active in the community and partner with as many people and organizations as we can. Partnerships is one of the most important things as a nonprofit. And as a nonprofit theater company, we're really owned by our supporters. So
are you a 501c3?
Yes, we are, 501c3.
That's it. Okay, I'm also a volunteer for one of those, the Yellow Ribbon of Washington County. So I know how that goes. What size is it, and what kind of capacity are you looking to get eventually?
So we are planning on a 330-seat auditorium, which I think is going to actually be the perfect size because it's intimate, but it's big enough to have full-size productions. So we have a full-fly system, meaning we can fly the scenery in and out. We're actually going to have a rehearsal room below the stage that's the same size as the stage, so we can be rehearsing down there while we actively rent out the theater space. And if you've ever been to the Southern Theater in Minneapolis, we're actually doing the same rake of the seating. So it actually rakes up over the little service road that's right next to Main Street. Hmm. And so everyone will have a good view. You won't have to worry about tall people. It'll be brilliant.
So is there a lot of modifications that you're going to have to do to this building?
Yes. So the existing portion of the building is going to stay somewhat similar architecturally to what it is now. We certainly want to renovate the existing space and still keep the train character, but definitely make it a little bit more modern. And then the kitchen to the north part of the property is coming off, and that's where we're building out the auditorium. So a huge construction project to the north to build that that new theater space.
And then on the south side was the bar area, if I remember right. Is that going to stay intact?
It is. We want to turn the south portion into a little bakery cafe.
Cool.
When we were in Minneapolis, we did a dessert theater, and so that we would always have a little dessert as part of the ticket price. If it was a French show, we'd do a little French dessert. But then we also want to keep that open to the public during the day as another source of revenue for us, but then also to get people into an art center that maybe wouldn't come into an art center ordinarily. Because we really do plan to have theater and music and jazz and dance and film and really something for everyone. So the more people that we can get involved in that, the better.
Sure. And, with Eric and I, we'd definitely like to help out and get some of our boating community involved in that somehow. Because, again, they're close proximity to Eric and myself and, maybe a few other locations that aren't too far away. I think that would be just a hand-in-hand win-win situation for everyone.
Well, and what fun to start doing, boating and theater packages.
That's
that
right.
Could come together. Yeah, go out on the St. Croix and then
we're
come
all
do
for
a
that.
Show.
I'd like to, see some, maybe draw some people up from the Mississippi or the lower St. Croix River, come up for transient slippage. And, it could either take a walk or a cab ride or. What's the little three-wheeled vehicle? The tuk-tuk.
The tuk-tuk, yeah.
Get the tuk-tuk there to drive them from the marina, three-quarters of a mile south to the theater area.
Yeah, for
and,
sure.
And, bring them up for transit dockage. Perfect for us.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it would make a nice destination.
So now you're looking, you're looking for donations. How is that working? Where are you at, and where do you want to be?
So right now we are in a pledge campaign. We are working on raising $1 million in donations and pledges from the community, which will allow us to own the building. And once we own the building, then we can apply to foundation grants for the build-out of the actual auditorium. So counting everything, we've got a stagehand club, which is a group of people that are actively out raising money for us. So it's kind of our fundraising committee, but we've currently got 90 people on our stagehand committee, which has been amazing. So counting everything, we're at about $870,000 out of the $1 million we need by October 31st. So we're trying really hard to cross the finish line here.
That's coming up pretty quick. Are you pretty confident you're gonna get there?
Absolutely.
Good, good. Well,
We've come a long way. We've done a lot of work to get this far.
That's nothing less than miraculous in my mind. Now, your average donor, is it the average Joe that's walking down the street? And do you have to donate $50,000 or, you know, what do we have to do?
She said sure.
Actually, it's been really amazing to see because there have been people really of all income levels that have jumped on board to support this. And so we're really trying to make it special for the people that jump on board at this founding level. And so anybody that donates any amount is part of our Founders Club if you donate in this first phase to purchase the building. So we really want to make sure that those people feel special for the rest of the life of the theater. And so we'll have a gala every year for them. And really always they'll be recognized as founding club members. And one of the stories I love to tell is that we had a paint and wine night as a fundraiser at the depot, and a family came with a 12-year-old boy. And after we kind of went through our plans and what we planned to do, the little boy wrote a pledge for $15 of his own money and put it in the basket. And I thought, you know what? He's going to always be part of the Founders Club. And if nothing else, we are going to make this happen for this 12-year-old boy that decided to put a $15.
And he's waiting
down
for the wine part to kick in.
Yeah.
He's got a few years to go for that one yet. But that's really cool. That is, that's cute. So how did the theater start? Or did you kind of cover that before with the southern part of the Southern Theater?
Yes. Yeah. We started then, and we're currently doing theater now, which is one thing that we like to make sure the community knows, is that even though we don't own the building yet, we're actively producing.
Okay.
So we just did Midsummer Night's Dream in three parks. We did Valley View, Barker's Alps, and Pioneer Park with professional actors.
Wow. Cool.
It was wonderful.
Cool. So what will the programming look like?
So we're hoping to do six of our own productions per year that are professionally produced that span 3 or 4 weeks. And then we'll have a concert series. We're looking at doing a film festival, a playwriting competition, dance. And then, thankfully, because of the rehearsal room that we have, we'll be able to use the auditorium for touring productions and local arts groups and even corporate events or seminars throughout the rest of the year. So we've even talked about extending Summer Tuesdays into the winter and doing Winter Wednesdays.
Sure, nice.
We've talked to many arts groups in the cities that are very excited to tour the east side once we have a space.
Sure, sure. Now, are you working at all with the high school at all as far as, you know, that program up there?
Yes. So I am actually still an occasional employee at the high school doing tech work.
And Stillwater?
Stillwater, yeah. High School.
Okay.
Doing lighting and sound for them. So we have been actively partnering with their drama club, and the kids over there have been wonderful, and we're hoping to partner even further as far as getting some internships going.
Nice.
As far as as we progress here.
Okay. Anything with scholarships or anything like that, or how does that work? Or
Yes. I mean, we're offering scholarships now for our kids' classes that we have for ages 5 through adult at our studio right now. And at some point, we would love to partner with the high school on doing something as far as college scholarships and continuing education and that sort of thing.
Okay.
We also partner with Community Ed. We did Lion King Jr. with 74 kids as part of Stillwater Community Ed this summer.
Nice. So we kind of covered a little bit about that, but how does it impact the community? I think you just kind of commented on a couple things right there.
Yes. Well, even if you're not specifically a theater person, although most people love to see live theater, you know, there's little doubt about what benefits an art center can have for a community. So the average theater patron spends $35 somewhere else in the town when they come downtown for a show. So say that we have a production every weekend in a year. Hmm. And that's quite a bit of cash that we can hopefully get into downtown as far as people, whether they're tourists or just residents coming downtown or from the rest of the valley coming to the arts. Sure. They go out to eat. They take a boat ride.
We're counting on the boat ride big time on this show.
Yep.
The boating aspect is really big.
Yeah.
My next question, I think maybe you've covered a little bit, is this, you know, why the location? And is there another theater group near here?
So the location, yeah, we kind of talked about, but really the distinguishing characteristic about this theater is just that we really do want to be a professional theater. And so while we have other theaters that are community theaters around us, having a professional theater where we're paying actors, we're paying artists, we have an SPT contract with Actors Equity right now, which means we can bring in the professionals from the Guthrie. And all the professional theaters in the city. So really, I just think it's kind of a really nice central eastern location for something like this that's different from the other theaters around.
And is this union? Do you have to deal a lot with the union folks and different unions?
So we're union as far as we can hire union actors, but we will not have a union shop, meaning we don't have to do union crew at this point.
Oh, okay. That's, okay, cool. Capital campaign plans.
So once we reach this $1 million, we will be able to own the building. And then once we get enough funding to begin construction, it'll be about a year's worth of construction and renovation. So our goal is really to continue to use the south part of the building for events and music and concerts and one-act plays, to continue to be a theater company even while we build.
So you'll have a little income coming in as the construction proceeds.
Yes, we will.
And then I would assume that ideally this will be run somewhat like a business, and you will be self-sufficient. You will have income coming in off of the theater proceeds to keep everything in running and going.
Yes. Yeah, so we have an extensive business plan, and it's actually we're basing it on 70% earned income as opposed to 30%. Donated income. So it's a really good margin for a nonprofit as far as business planning goes. But I really think with our rental potential, we have a huge chance to make quite a bit of our yearly budget as earned income, which is wonderful.
That's wonderful, yes.
And how does the rental work? I mean, if, say, someone wants to have a Christmas party down there, like, say, Tetzloff Yacht Sales wants to have a... Oops, excuse me, I just bumped the microphone, if you all heard that out there. How would that work, and how much does it cost? Does it cost, you know, depend on the event, or...
Yes, it kind of depends on the event, but we would love to meet with anyone that's interested in using the space. It's really unique and intimate and beautiful with some character. So anyone that wants a private tour, come on down.
And I think you better give them the contact information on that one more time.
So you can either go on our website. We're at stillwaterzephyrtheater.org. Theater with an R-E, because that's the right way to spell it. or call 651-373-7026.
Cool. So you're always, you have a lot of volunteers.
We do.
How many, and are you looking for more?
Yes. So our board of trustees right now is 12 people. We also have an advisory board of 14, which is all volunteer. We've got 90 stagehands, which are our fundraising volunteers, and then we've got an incredible army of people that are coming over to clean the depot. They're making phone calls. They're helping us with the website and printing, and what a cool way to involve the community. That's
for sure.
The exciting thing about a nonprofit is the volunteers really become the Zephyr family.
For sure. Okay. So if they want to contact you for that, it's the same contact information then?
Please do.
Okay.
We would love to get you involved.
So what's the next event coming up?
The next event coming up. So we actually have open houses this week. We're also going to be doing some in October. We have some literary events coming up in October. There's a folk duo. We're going to be doing a Christmas show in partnership with Crosswinds Community Church. We have a haunted trolley ride coming up. We're partnering with Washington County Historical Society, Wahoo Adventures, and the Trolley Company. So all of them will be listed on our website, but we're trying to we pretty much have something going on every week.
Nice. And if when are the open houses that are coming up?
So the open houses are actually tonight and tomorrow night, 7 to 9 p.m. But we're also planning to do the last week in October. We'll also have several open houses because once people see the building, they get excited.
Sure, sure. And what happens at an open house? They just get a tour and maybe get a glass of water or?
Glass of wine, apple cider.
Okay.
We've got it all going on.
Wow, okay. All right, so tell me now, have you worked with anybody famous? That's a big one I bet you a lot of people are going to ask you. Besides yourself, of course. and Eric and I, you know. It doesn't go much bigger than that.
Worked with anyone famous. Well, we've definitely worked with a lot of the people in the cities and around the Midwest that are very well known. We just had Broadway singer Jen Burley Bentz over at the Depot to sing a concert last week. Mm. She's a Broadway singer that did Tanya in Mamma Mia for a couple years. Mm. We had a violinist, Peter Shepard Scarved, who's probably one of the best-known international violinists right now. He has some family connections to the Valley and was willing to come over and do a fundraiser for us a couple months back. So it's exciting to see the talent that we'll be able to bring in to the Valley through this.
Well, I'm thinking that after the show, you're probably going to meet that goal real fast. You know, we've got, what do we got, like at least six or seven listeners, I think, maybe to the show. And those six, you can multiply that by three. I'm going to go with 30. I'm just joking, of course. We hope we have a lot of listeners. So folks out there, if you have been listening, pass the word on about our show, but also pass the word on about the theater. I think it's going to be a fantastic addition to downtown Stillwater. I think the boaters at all the marinas here are going to enjoy having that. I mean, if they want to have a business thing or they just want to enjoy it and go back to their boat for the evening, it's a win-win situation for boaters here in Stillwater. What do you think, Eric?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the two big things right now, the bike trail, wonderful, right alongside of the theater.
Yes.
And the theater, you know. What else could you ask for? It's perfect access either by road or by feet.
For sure, for sure. So, we really appreciate you coming in here. Again, I know it's not it's not solid boating information, but you know what? It's fantastic information. I think the arts are, a great part of being a human being, and having it downtown Stillwater can't be any better. It's right next to my office. I look out there, and I see, I see the cars coming and going, and, all this activity, and I can't wait to see it on a permanent situation and seeing all that, and I can't wait to, I'm going to check out one of the open houses.
So. Yeah, and it's going to be a wonderful addition to the downtown, northern downtown Stillwater area.
Well, I want to thank you both so much for having me on, and I can't wait to partner with the boating community further.
Well, it's going to happen, believe me. So thank you again for coming in, and I think we're going to come back here in a little bit. This is John Tetzloff with Tetzloff Yacht Sales, tetzloffyachtsales.com. 575 Main Street North. Again, I'm right next to the theater there. I have a real big building there. No, it's just a little shack, but a lot happens in that shack as far as business goes. And on my starboard side,
I am Eric Wolf, co-owner of Wolf Marine. We're located 1 mile north of downtown Stillwater, intersection of Highway 95 and 96. Do not touch that dial because we will be right back.
Thanks, Calissa.
I'm a traveler up on.
Hello, this is John Tetzloff of Tetzloff Yacht Sales. If you are thinking about getting out on the water in a nice used boat, now is the time to talk to me. Whether you are looking at a houseboat, cruiser, motor yacht, or something else, and with the largest selection of boats in the area, not only do we have boats in Stillwater, but we also broker boats up and down the St. Croix, Mississippi, Lake Minnetonka, all over North America, and even overseas. I will work hard for you before and after the sale. To enjoy the water this summer, come visit TetzloffYachtSales.com.
A convenient location in Protected Bay. Shouldn't that be where you harbor your boat? If so, dock your boat at Wolf Marine in Stillwater. Hello, this is Eric Wolf. After all, why have a boat if you can't get out onto the water and enjoy it? My grandparents, along with my father, established this marina at the intersection of Highway 95 and 96, just a mile north of Stillwater in 1957. By being just north of downtown, you avoid heavy traffic that keeps you from getting out onto the water. And in our protected bay, we have hundreds of slips ranging in size from 16 to 50 feet, so we can accommodate a variety of boats. Not sure if this is the best place to keep your boat? Come see me. I can answer your questions so you can decide the best place to dock your boat. And because Wolf Marine is a three-generation family-owned marina, you can count on consistency from year to year. Talk to me and get out on the water faster at Wolf Marine.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Eric Wolf with Wolf Marine. Alongside of me is
John Tetzloff with Tetzloff Yacht Sales. And we've got not too long to go. We had a great guest. Calissa, thank you very much for coming in. Looks like it's going to be a great opportunity here for Stillwater to have them here. I just wanted to talk about a boat I've got for sale real quick. 2004 37-foot cruisers yacht. It's a great boat. It's got twin diesels in it. Yanmar diesels, new canvas is going on the boat. They just put all new electronics. Our local guy, Mr. Shaleen, put all the electronics on there. He did indoor, outdoor flooring. The boat shines, and it's diesel. You don't see that around here a lot. And diesel, you know, they last that much longer. Performance a little bit better than the diesel. And the boat is super clean. These guys really took care of the boat. Again, that's a 2004 37-foot Cruisers Inc. with twin 375 horsepower Yanmar diesels. This boat is sweet. Check it out on our website. And
yeah.
I think we want to talk about a donation.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think we have to talk about the donated boat that we spoke about here a few weeks back, and you offered the sales position on it for free or as a donation, and I opted to put up a slip for the boat and winter storage, pull out and put in. So that boat did sell.
It did. It was actually sold to a person that's well known here in the valley, who's committed his time to help out Stillwater, Gary Creasel. He bought the boat. Beautiful boat. I mean, beautiful boat. So the money that he used to purchase that boat went into the Yellow Ribbon Washington County Fund, Lower Yellow Ribbon Washington County Fund. So all that money went into that account. That money is going to go towards helping local veterans and their families. In fact, we just had a veteran who had a very sick little baby girl, and I think a lot, well, not, well, I don't know. I'd give it all to her if we need to. She had some issues with health. She's just a little baby, and I think a lot of that money or all that money is going to go to help pay some of those bills that they're incurring right now.
Yeah, we have to send out a great big thank you to Gary, and we did donate it, the slip for it, and hopefully I'd like to think that helped, change his mind a little bit towards buying this boat. And like I said, and you have said, that it's a beautiful boat, and he is using it, and that's the best thing. Another happy boater out there that gets out and enjoys this fall weather, which the days are numbered right now. So if you have the boat, get out there, use it, because it won't be long here, and the weather's going to change abruptly on us, and we're not going to have the boating weather. So those of you that have the boats in the slips, those of you that have boats on trailers that want to bring them down for a day cruise, get out and use them, because it is going to come to an end here real soon.
It is. And if you still want to buy that boat and get it ready for your next summer, right now is a great time to buy that boat. Or if you want to list it, people like to start looking around the holidays for their next boat. And if I have it on my website with pictures and specs and pricing, they're going to start making their move right after the holidays. So if you want to sell your boat, give me a call. We'll get that thing listed right now. If you want to buy one, you know what? Most of the boats are still in the water. We can still take them out for test drives. We call them sea trials in the business. So, check out John Tetzloff, Tetzloff Yacht Sales, 575 Main Street North, TetzloffYachtSales.com. And Eric?
And once you buy that boat from John, you'll have to have a place to keep it. And I know a great spot. We are the marina on the St. Croix, 1 mile north of downtown Stillwater. Remember, we have slips from 16 to 50 foot, so you have a boat ranging in that size, we'd love to have you in our marina. We are a nice, quiet marina, family-orientated, family-owned, so give us a call at 651-439-2341. You can check us out on the web, wolfmarine.net. You want to send us an email, it would be info@wolfmarine.net. And I'd love to see that boat at Cruisers Inc. in our place. That would be a great boat.
It would look good in your marina. Let's plan on that.
All right. That sounds good. And I think we're coming to the end here. And I guess we will see you and actually talk to you here in about a week.
See you guys.
Thank you.